This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wow, do we have a lot to jam on for this edition of America Tonight, including more furor over what's happening in the NFL. There was a Thursday night game, and the Packers and the Bears linked arms. I will sort that all out for you. Kate Delaney once again, here at the precipice of all that is happening across this great nation. And I'm telling you, whether it's happening in D.C. or whether it's happening in your neck of the woods, it seems as though we live in a mad, mad world, and it's getting crazier by the minute, honestly. First, I'm going to jump on this because I had a lot of concern from you about Puerto Rico and what's happening as far as what Washington is doing. And apparently the president has appointed somebody to oversee the military response to this Puerto Rico disaster. Joining us right at the top is Justin Duckham from D.C., from Talk Media News. Justin, I'll tell you what, I'm getting a ton of reaction because people want to help the people in Puerto Rico, but the bottom line is trying to get the supplies there is the big problem, right? And that's what the president is appointing this general for?
Exactly. You know, this is something that the president has been pretty vocal on for a while, kind of, tongue-in-cheekly noting the other day that there was a thing called the Pacific Ocean, which separated the, mainland from the island. But in terms of where the situation stands right now, as you mentioned, there is a three-star general who has been appointed by the Pentagon to help lead the military's efforts in the recovery. This is General Jeffrey Buchanan. In addition to that, we were given a bit of an update today from the White House. We are told now that there are about 10,000 aid workers who are in Puerto Rico trying to help out, along with 7,000 of those who are members of the military. And then also early this morning, we got some of the big news that the Jones Act, a piece of legislation that essentially bars foreign flagged vessels from going from a U.S. port to a U.S. port as sort of a protectionist economic policy, has been waived for Puerto Rico for the time being at the request of the governor, which means now that there is the ability to have some enhanced aid delivery in terms of foreign flag vessels being able to bring things over there. So all of that's going on. And, of course, in addition to that, the White House confirmed today that, Trump is still set to visit Puerto Rico next Tuesday.
Wow. All right. So we'll keep an eye on that, on what happens through the weekend, and then it's the beginning of the week. But this really rocked. It really rocked the ground outside of D.C. I even saw it and I was flipping around and some entertainment show had it on. But Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price took a bunch of trips on a military aircraft since May. And the total to you and I, I know you have a lot of money, Justin, but I don't. But brought taxpayers it was like $1 million. What in the world's going on with this cabinet and all the money they're spending?
It's very strange. Price had a total of about $400,000 in private chartered flights that he had, taken just within the short period of the Trump administration alone. This includes trips that he took to areas where he owned property, trips that appeared to mix official business with personal time, and that has apparently infuriated the president, who said yesterday that he was not happy with Tom Price and that he had let him know. Today, we actually had Tom Price announcing that he was going to reimburse part of this. He is now planning on reimbursing via a personal check about $52,000 of this $400,000 on the basis that this was the amount that would cover his own personal seat. This, of course, does not include the fact that, there was a lot more spent, and it does not take into account the staff who went with him, the security personnel. So it's sort of a symbolic gesture, but one that's not really convincing, considering that it's just kind of a drop in the bucket for the larger, you know, picture of things. So White House said today that they are doing a review with the Department of Health and Human Services, pointed out that the Inspector General for them is looking as well. But this is something that goes beyond just Tom Price. We know that there are others in the cabinet who have been, you know, willing to take private flights. We know that Kellyanne Conway was apparently aboard one of the trips that Price took. We had a new report coming out today that Vinky took at least one private flight. And this is just sort of a slow trickle that's coming out that's showing that, you know, it just appears that there's sort of a culture problem within the Trump administration that, you know, despite all of this rhetoric about draining the swamp, that, you know, there are individuals who are certainly, I guess, eager to, you know, save time or live the high life or something like that. And it's just not being taken very well by anybody here in D.C.
And then, yeah, so it's just a question of, is this guy going to lose his gig or not? I mean, are they going to give him the axe? Because I think the heat has turned up. It's not just Tom Price, like you were saying. There are others, but he would be the fall guy, I think, because of the amount that he spent. Everything that he spent was so over the top. If someone's going to get the axe, I think it's going to be him. And the president really, I mean, he slammed the use of the chartered aircraft and the domestic flights, but he just said, we'll see, when he was asked, when reporters were screaming out on the lawn today, would he fire Price or not? He didn't answer that. So that says to me, wow, there's a maybe there.
I mean, it's interesting. You know, you have to take the "we'll see" coming from Trump with a grain of salt. Sometimes that means that he just needs additional time to, you know, come up with an answer. He oftentimes kind of puts things off. And with the "we'll see" in particular, you know, there are two instances that immediately come to mind in which he, you know, pretty much said that and had two very different results. The first one was he said, "we'll see" about Steve Bannon. About a week after he said that, Steve Bannon had packed his bags and was no longer at the White House. But he had also said that about Jeff Sessions, which was sort of publicly sparring with his own attorney general. He said the same thing. And lo and behold, we still have Jeff Sessions. So, you know, it certainly doesn't bode well for Tom Price. Nobody wants to, you know, serve in the cabinet while in that kind of, you know, precarious position. But it isn't necessarily the kiss of death that a lot of people initially thought it was.
Yeah, and then this finally, I don't know what's going on with Chuck Schumer. Is he going to start to play golf with Trump and pick up the game? But he's saying that they're close to reaching an agreement to help the Affordable Care Act, a bipartisan agreement. So the Senate Minority Leader thinks this is happening, or am I misreading this?
You know, there has been a lot of talks going on between Schumer and Trump, who apparently have a much better rapport than Trump and Mitch McConnell. And there was, you know, one little anecdote that came out a little while ago after a meeting with congressional Democrats and Trump, wherein the Democrats put forward their idea, and Trump's main question about it was, am I able to say that this is repeal and replace? Can I say that this is, you know, essentially a repeal of Obamacare? And the Democrats replied that, you know, look, you can call it whatever you want, but this is our proposal. So, I wouldn't be surprised to see further cooperation, even on something as, you know, major to the Republican leadership as healthcare.
That's crazy. All right, Justin Duckham, always great to chat with you. You have your eye on everything that's D.C. We appreciate you, and have a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Coming up, Rush Limbaugh says the left is trying to do some great damage to the NFL. What does it mean? We're talking about it on America Tonight.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
And you know what that means? That means hot dogs and sausages. It's big for sausages. In the Midwest, all of you listening to me, you know, it is like crazy sausage land. There's no doubt about it. That's Oktoberfest. I mean, Oktoberfest anywhere. And so my buddy in D.C. sent me a note. He said, did you know that October is National Sausage Month? And it makes sense. That's why it's Oktoberfest, right? So it's kind of crazy. He was telling me that the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, actually they're doing this sausage recipe contest. And if you send in your recipe, it has to have a beer as an ingredient. It's part of the whole cooking instruction thing, yada yada. And then it has to be made in 20 minutes or less. Well, yeah. So you fire up the grill. It's hot as all get out. You slam on the sausages and you pour beer over it. Simple, right? I'm going to go to Andy. Andy, the technical director, also from the famous group Me, Me, Me. So, Andy, you and your bandmates, are you big into getting the sausage and beer combinations?
I don't think there's anyone who isn't in Minnesota. No kidding.
It is sausage land in Minnesota, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know,
a lot of Germans.
A lot of Germans and Polish people. A lot of Czechs.
So let me ask you this. What kind of, do you have a favorite sausage?
Funny enough, I think Italian sausage and just normal beer brats are probably my favorite.
That's so funny that you say that because a lot of people don't like Italian sausage. I like Italian sausage too. That's my favorite. So when I went home, when I was in Philadelphia on business, it's big Italian sausage. You know, there's all kinds of dishes with it, and I had to have Italian sausage. So I'm like you. I like the Italian sausage. But, you know, sausage with peppers and spices and a pastry, sausage, casserole. There's all kinds of ways to make sausage.
Sauerkraut.
Oh, I love sauerkraut. And zero calories, because I'm sure you're really concerned about that, but zero calories in sauerkraut. Did you know that?
Something so delicious be so carefree?
I know. Crazy. So if you have a great sausage and beer recipe, send it to me and I'll forward it on for this contest under your name and send it to AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and boom, you're in like that. All right. Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome.
So while we get ready for Oktoberfest, Rush Limbaugh was not talking about that on his show. Here we are in America Tonight talking about Rush, and Rush said today that the left has hijacked the NFL to do great damage to the NFL, you know, has hijacked the league to do great damage to the league, you know, to the NFL. He says it's used to be a place you'd go to escape all this. And that, you know, that was always my contention when people would give me crap about why is not all politics all against the wall. I'd say, you know what? Why do we have so many people that go off and fight and stand up for our rights and all of that? The wars that have been fought, the things that have been fought, not to equate that to, gee, we get to watch football, except for that our American way of life, of having the choice to spend your time how you choose to do it. That's what I believe in. He's right. So it's really is strange. He says, you know, he says what's really happening is weird. He said, what does the NFL stand for? And he says it stands for masculinity, for strength, for toughness, for all that kind of all of that. You know, and he's saying that all the things that the left wants to do, they want to erase this from the country. He says they don't like displays of strength and rugged individualism and patriotism, and that's why I think the players are being used here. So it's an interesting point of view, because what is going to happen, or what I'm curious is to see what happens, the NFL rocks. It rules as far as sports are concerned. And listen, I've been doing this my whole life. If it's not business, sports, politics, or just the local BS, because I love people, of what's happening in our lives, you know, this is what I'm steeped in. And there is no doubt. I've seen this from coast to coast and in between since I've lived in every quadrant of the United States. And the NFL is the great escape for a lot of people. But is this going to shrink because of these protests, because of what's happening, and because of now this you against me mentality, this is what it's turned into. And you have people burning jerseys. You have a lot of anger out there. And the networks aren't showing people that are booing and people that are throwing things. And it really is happening. So, and I get that. You know, that's not necessarily unusual. If I were the director of whatever football we were broadcasting, whatever game, you don't show that. You know, it used to be like when they had streakers in the 70s, they didn't try to show the streakers unless they had no choice because they couldn't edit it out. It was live and there was no way to get around that. But you think about this, NBC, CBS, Fox, ESPN. I work for NBC, right? On the weekend, I do a weekend show. I love it. And they pay billions to televise live NFL games. So all of this anthem coverage, all this unity with players, coaches, owners, blah, 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 blah. You know, crowd shots were definitely, you didn't see the crowd shots. And fans, you know, how big is the fan swell? And we're doing this unofficial poll here on ATN. And I'll tell you, it is starting, the numbers are starting to switch. And granted, I say all the time, and I mean this, the mat is out. Meaning, if you're left of left, right of right, you want to label yourself whatever label you want, you are invited to throw in your two cents. If you decide to shy away and label me as some kind of talk show host, that's fine. You know, there's choice. That's why we live in a great country. You can flip this show off. But I invite everyone to this party. That was the idea of starting America Tonight, that we could have that conversation, right? So the Green Bay Packers beat Chicago 35-14 in the Thursday night game. And there was some history that was made, like Clay Matthews had a 75th sack. Of course, he's a star player for the Packers. But the other part of the story was about what the Packers and the Bears did. And there was, you know, this crazy loud ovation of and chants of USA, USA, that rang out before the national anthem at Lambeau Field. Players and staff from the Packers and the Bears linked arms as the Star Spangled Banner was being sung. You know, there was a lot of security, more security that were there around the benches and, you know, all over the place. But you could clearly see the locking of the arms during the anthem. As Chicago decided last week before its home game against the Steelers that all Bears players would do that in a sign of solidarity. And this came, you know, a couple of days after most of the Packers players, except for a couple of them, tight ends Martellus Bennett and Lance Kendricks, along with a corner Kevin King, sat on the bench. They all, the rest stood with arms linked and all that kind of stuff in the game against the Bengals. So I don't know. This is just, what is this show? Aaron Rodgers said to those waiting on the ground, he said in a tweet, to those waiting on the Rodgers ticket hunt, I gave my tickets this week to police officers from the Green Bay area. Enjoy the game. So he's leaving free tickets for fans at all these locations around Green Bay and even on the road, but he posted it on Twitter on Thursday. So he's doing something else completely different, but of course he's also participating in being involved in what the conversation, you know, is of the linking arms, et cetera. And throughout this, I think throughout this, at least next couple of weeks, we're going to constantly hear about what are the NFL players doing. Bill Russell, the great Bill Russell, who's been watching what the NFL players are doing. He's, what, now 83 years old, Hall of Fame NBA career he's had, won crazy amounts of championships, 11 and 13 seasons, a huge proponent of social justice for African Americans in the 50s and the 60s. And, you know, he said what he's dismayed about is that some of these issues that he addressed a long time ago are still festering. Yeah. I don't think we've heard of the last of it. You can weigh in. Like I said, the numbers are changing on our show. It's now 70-30, 70 in favor of the players not protesting. Weigh in, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. See you on the flip side.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Hey, coming up, a big reminder. We have Nail the Score. Nail the Score coming up in our next segment. So your chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight when he gets the score of the game of the week in the NFL. Yes, we're putting the kneeling aside for a moment just to continue the tradition that we've done in the last 7 years here. And we had a couple of winners over the years. It's been a while, but we had a couple of winners, one from New Jersey, one was from New Hampshire. So it, like I said, it's been a while. Coming up this weekend at the movies, I don't know, maybe you want to escape a different way because you don't watch the NFL or you just want to go to a movie. You want to watch a movie. So this movie is getting a lot of buzz, actually, and there's some interesting people starring in it. It's about Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs and the big Battle of the Sexes tennis match that they had. Some of you might have remembered it, or who knows, there's people listening to us in Houston, maybe you went to it at the Astrodome. It was a ginormous success, and it was interesting what happened afterwards, and I'll tell you about my conversation with Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King. He, of course, has passed on now for several years, but early in my career, I had a quick conversation with him once, and it was really, really very funny. But here is a little snippet of Battle of the Sexes.
Would anyone else like to share? How about you in the back with the glasses, sir?
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi,
Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better
okay.
at it. Who's
All
dealing?
Right, please.
Who's that?
Hello?
Eureka, Billy James!
Bobby Riggs. I had a great idea. Male chauvinist pig versus hairy leg feminist.
You're still a feminist, right?
I'm a tennis player who happens to be a woman.
Don't hang up.
By the way, I shaved my legs.
Billie Jean King, already a champion of women's rights, is now the most successful female player of all time.
I am not saying that women don't belong on the court. Who would pick up the balls otherwise?
Oh, my God. There's not a single thing I don't hate about Bobby Riggs.
You know what I'm doing? I'm cooking!
I won the triple of Wimbledon.
I could beat Billie Jean King. Does she have the nerve?
Call Bobby. Tell him it's on. So, Billie Jean, what do you want?
Don't get me wrong, I love women, in the bedroom and in the kitchen.
What are you talking, Bobby? More nonsense you spell, the worse it's going to be when you lose. I'm going to be the best. That way I can really change things.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put the show back in chauvinism.
Bobby's a clown. I'm trying to think of an accent.
Business, sports, you name it. At the very top, it's a man's world.
When we want a little bit of what you've got, that's what you can't stand.
40 million people are watching.
The battle you've all been waiting to see.
No, I'm done talking, let's go.
A battle of perspective.
All right, so Battle of the Sexes, starring some really interesting people in this movie. It's like a who's who. So Steve Carell's in it. He's Bobby Riggs. Sarah Silverman plays Gladys Heldman, who's in it. She's the one who started the Women's League, Virginia Slims. Emma Stone plays Billie Jean King. And there's a whole bunch of other actors and actresses that you would recognize. So this movie is clearly about what happened, you know, the whole breakthrough thing and all of that. And it's gotten really, really good reviews. So I've had a conversation with Billie Jean King, and I've had a conversation with Bobby Riggs. I was really lucky. And they were friends. So after this whole tennis thing, they remain friends. I mean, even to the point of before he died, you know, he told her he loved her and blah, blah, blah. And they were friends. But the build up to it was so interesting. And because I was too young to understand this, but now going back and looking at it, wow, just amazing what that match turned out to be for both of them. And she said the same thing. She said great things about Bobby Riggs to me, and then just talked about just getting the prize money up, getting, you know, having a chance to play, just wanting to play tennis, wanting to get more women out there and on the map and being paid, you know, the equal prize money. So I think all of these players like Serena Williams and her sister and everybody else that came afterwards, any of them, they really owe her a gratitude because they're making the millions because she was the one who really fought to get that prize money up. So Battle of the Sexes, we'll see if it finds an audience. Again, huge ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, like 86%. Okay, we move to our next one, and this movie I really want to see, too. I know a lot about this particular character. It's a true story, just like Battle of the Sexes, made into a film, and it's called American Made.
This is the United States Drug Enforcement Agency. We are ordering you to land.
All right, boys. Let's land.
Easy.
My name's Barry Seal.
Oh. That's for the damage. For your sister. Hey, little darling. And me.
Top of your class in the Civil Air Patrol. A pilot like you shouldn't be flying buses.
Welcome to Miami. Welcome to Bakersfield.
Haven't you ever wanted something more, Barry?
You should be serving your country.
Your CIA.
Shh. We need you to deliver stuff for us.
Oh, this is legal? If you're doing it for the good guys.
Woo! Call it, Barry. That's how you support this family.
This is going to be good for us.
call legal.
You trust me?
No!
We're expanding operations, Barry!
The devil you know, the devil you know, the devil you know.
Roscoe dug this up in the backyard. There are bills blowing around everywhere.
I'll rake it up in the morning.
ATF, stop your weapons!
Guns, drugs, money laundering.
Did y'all know that caddies have more trunk space than any other car? I'll give each and every one of you a caddy for your troubles. See, I'm gonna walk out of here. But there ain't a damn thing any one of you can do about it.
He's free to go.
Wait a minute.
Boy should have taken a caddies.
I was working for the CIA, the DEA, and Pablo Escobar.
1,500 kilos.
That's 1,500
kilos, Barry.
In one go.
Get it done.
So this, too, is getting huge ratings, meaning from all the critics that are out there ready to throw tomatoes, frankly, at most films. And we haven't had a lot of great films. So this stars Tom Cruise. Barry Seal was a real guy who infiltrated a lot of the drug running. Had an untimely end. I don't want to give it all away. But this movie does look really, really good. You know, they're, I guess in the movie, even Tom Cruise did some of his own stunts with the flying, because I guess he flies. Same thing, you'll recognize some of the actors in this movie. So it's, all, again, high ratings. What does it mean? It just matters if you're interested in that movie and you're interested in the story of a guy who was really kind of like an American hero when it came to stopping some of the nefarious people from getting into the country, in a sense. But again, the end of this is wild. And then finally, we end with a bang as we continue to take you to the movies. This one is called Flatliners.
Do you have plans tonight? Do you want to have fun with me later?
Courtney Holmes, I am mildly surprised, but offer accepted.
Midnight basement, sublevel C.
What's going on?
I would like you to stop my heart. You give it 1 minute, and then you bring me back.
Okay. Now's the point where you say it's all a joke.
What happens to us after we die? The only way to find out is to see for ourselves. We could document that experience.
Did you see a white light?
It was more like pure energy.
How is she playing the piano now?
Like her brain's been rewired.
I'm going next.
Charging 200.
It's a good day to die.
Clear.
Everyone I touch today, I'm going to heal.
Say, awake.
3 minutes. Jamie only did two. What can I say? We're competitive. I'm going next. 5 minutes. 7 minutes.
No one's ever come back from that.
Was it all fun? Was there anything disturbing? Something is happening to us. I think I'm going crazy.
Maybe we opened the door.
Something is coming.
Something I did.
This experiment needs to end right now.
Wake up. I should have told you this wasn't about science or discovery.
Clear!
No, 4 minutes!
I do not know that the side effects would show up and start calming us down.
Clear!
This was my fault.
Whoa! Flatliners. They made a similar movie back in the 90s. It's getting high ratings as well. Have fun at the movies. Football next.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it's your chance to forget the controversy for 5 seconds and try to win some prizes. Just be greedy. It's about the game. It's about what the final score is going to be of the game. You don't even have to watch. It's the Colts and the Seahawks Sunday night on NBC. Russell Wilson doing his best. Jacoby Brissett on the other side of the field for the Colts. Andrew Luck not back yet. And both teams are 1-2. No, scratch that. No, Andy, we're going to do a different game. Is that okay with you? Yeah,
that's fine.
It's okay. It's fine. Okay, so I think the better game is, here's what I do. I put a couple of games in a hat and I pull them out. Do we have like a drum roll? I can like re-pull. Boom! This game is better. Raiders and the Broncos, because these two teams are hard to tell apart. What I mean by that is they're both 2-1. They've shown flashes of brilliance. Raiders are in a good path with Derek Carr. Trevor Siemian's done a great job as the quarterback for the Broncos for the most part. The Broncos are great at home. The Raiders are 1-1 on the road, and Denver's only favored by 2.5 points. So I'm saying to myself, Denver. I think Denver wins this. I think I'm going to let you in on a secret. The prizes are really good. I can't tell you what they are, but they're really good. So I think Denver wins this because of that home field. And I think it's going to be an interesting kind of game when I look at what Denver's done in the past. But with the Raider defense, I'm going to say, because they put up some points against the Cowboys, they certainly did in the regular season. I'm going to say Denver wins this 38-21. Andy, since you did such a great job with the special effects, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
Denver, 23-21.
Oh, so low scoring, lots of defense. Andy says 23-21 Denver. If you want to weigh in, you can with a scoring guess. Just pick one of the teams. Who you think is going to win? What score is going to be? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can send me an email at americatonight.net. A lot of people do it that way because some of you are third shifters. And frankly, you're not going to call the show because you're going to send me a guess. But you can only send this guess now. So you can't, you got to do it now because it's not fair to everybody else who got up and called or they listened. Like our pal Sharon in Maine. She loves Nailed the Score. We had such a wacky schedule. She's got to be disappointed. So now she's happy. We got Nailed the Score going on. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Good.
What do
I'm
you
doing
think?
Good.
What do you think? Are you liking, who are you liking in this, Denver or the Raiders?
Denver.
And what do you think the score is going to be?
31-24.
So another close one, 31-24. Thanks, Cher. You are duly noted, as they say. Pete is out of the bunker temporarily to participate in Nail the Score from Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hey, I'm getting closer every time we play. Let me have Oakland 32, the Broncos 28.
Ooh, a contrarian. It's not a bad guess because this is a coin flip. You know it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game, though. I like this game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Denver always plays good. All right.
Yeah, I think so, too. They do. Pete, back into the bunker. You go. Thanks for the call. Dan in the great state of Texas. He's going to weigh in. Hey, Dan.
Hello, darling.
What do you think?
I think 27-24 Raiders.
Raiders, too. Wow, so that's good. So you're believing in the Raiders. I thought you were, weren't you at one point a Denver fan?
No, a Green Bay fan.
Oh, well, you liked what happened then on Thursday night.
Yes, I did.
Nice. Green Bay won. Thanks, Dan. In case you didn't hear me say that earlier, they beat Chicago. Although, you know what? There were some crazy moments in that game. There was one player that had a helmet-to-helmet hit. Packers wide receiver Devontae Adams was taken to the hospital. He had, I mean, this, imagine, it's like freight trains. I think I've told this story before. I used to travel with the Cowboys, and the thing that really shocked me is I was near the game. I'd be in the press box. I interviewed plenty of players. It was great. But I didn't go on the field as much during a game because I was up in the press box. But then when we traveled, we'd start to come down a little bit earlier. I would do that with the writers, and then we'd go into the locker room. And when we were on the sidelines, when I really, really felt the speed of the game and with what the hits were like, boy, I had a whole different view of and respect, frankly, for some of these guys. Not that I didn't before, because really, honestly, people always ask me, how did the guys treat you? Awesome. If you knew what you were talking about and you treated them fair, they were great to you. So anyway, that has nothing to do with anything other than to say that I have seen this helmet-to-helmet kind of things or near helmet-to-helmet. So it's pretty scary. Adams caught an 8-yarder from Aaron Rodgers, and on the play, he was wrapped up by the Bears' safety, Adrian Amos. but wasn't taken to the ground. He was wide open. He took a huge hit from one of the linebackers, one of the Chicago linebackers, and he just was just crushed. I mean, it's an illegal hit, but it's awful. I went back and looked at it because I saw it so quickly, and then I went back and looked, and he went limp to the ground. How serious is the injury? Unclear. He did give a thumbs up, though, when he was taken off the field. So that's a good thing, because that was really, really scary. Honestly, to see that. I mean, nobody wants to see anyone go down that way. That's for sure. And can you believe we're already into week 4? And since that's the game, the Denver-Oakland game is the game of the week. You know, when I look at this and I look at Derek Carr and Trevor Siemian, and boy, the similarities are just crazy. Similarities of how their stats have gone so far. The Broncos are going to do everything they can to protect Siemian. And same thing with Carr. I mean, obviously this is what you do, but both of these defenses are incredibly capable of doing that. You know, it's like Derek Carr says, I have a really good offensive line. I don't have to worry about Denver. And Denver's coming off of a loss at Buffalo. The Raiders went down at Washington. So they're both coming off of losses. And that kind of lingers with you when you go into the next week. So when I look at I call it the battle of the quarterbacks, but just statistically, boy, oh boy, it's going to be interesting. And I'll tell you one thing about Denver. Von Miller and Mac are not going to be there on Sunday. So the Broncos are having to come up with an answer. And so maybe, you know, a couple of you who are saying Oakland, like Pete and Dan, you might not be that far off the mark, because not having Von Miller there, especially, and Khalil Mack, makes a big difference. You know, one or two players, but then two? You know, and Trevor Siemian has practiced daily against Miller, who, of course, is an MVP and is disruptive. But it'll just be a little bit different on the other side of this. So the way he comes off the ball and the way Khalil comes off the ball and how they throw off your snap counts, that's going to give a little bit of an edge in a sense to the Raiders. But there is that home field deal too at Sports Authority. So you're going to have, if a couple other players step up, you know, look out. We had a couple of other people that also weighed in through the miracle of email. You can always do that just in the next minute or two. At americatonight.net, click on contact and bada bing, weigh in. Who wins, Denver or the Raiders? What's the final score going to be? We got this one quickly here from Dan. Dan says, Kate, Raiders all the way. Switch your guess. Do it now. It's the Raiders, 30-27. My lady, I want you to win. Nice sentiment. Good luck to everybody who's tried to nail the score, and thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Every other week, their warhead of choice, electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.